This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, June 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Newsom shakeup at Cal OSHA. Groundwater bill voted down, and produce industry gets bipartisan backing. Governor Newsom pulls rogue regulators at Cal OSHA board. Governor Newsom has demoted a powerful regulator who called an administration decision BS and attempted to override it through a potentially unlawful vote. Dave Thomas, head of an influential construction union, is no longer chair of the Senate's governing board for health and safety standards in workplaces. Following a chaotic March hearing on a draft indoor heat regulation, Thomas said he did not expect to remain on the board for the next hearing, yet he returned and eventually apologized for his actions. Thomas will continue serving as a labor representative. Joseph Aliotto, a trade attorney, is now chair. Meanwhile, Newsom fired board member Laura Stock, a UC Berkeley public health researcher who backed Thomas in voting for the regulatory proposal after the administration rejected it. Stock had downplayed agriculture's concerns over the regulation. She has also rejected calls from ag tech companies to reconsider the agency's ban on driverless tractors. Michael Miller, a policy advocate at the California Association of Wine Grape Growers, was not eager to celebrate the downfall of board members. In a statement to AgriPulse, Miller noted that, quote, public service is always to be honored and respected, and that trying to do the right thing on complex issues is often a thankless job with little compensation for board members. He thanked Stock and lamented that, quote, her passion, energy, and expertise will be missed. Miller lauded Aliotto as a well-positioned to lead with a vision and a reliance on facts, science, and evidence. Governor Newsom's office declined to comment. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. DWR fails to limit groundwater wells. The Department of Water Resources took an unusual step for an agency this year in publicly backing a measure to limit new groundwater wells. The bill was an attempt to fix several problems in Newsom's drought order in 2022, which unsuccessfully sought to protect drinking water wells. AB 2079, however, died in committee this week. Assemblymember Steve Bennett of Ventura hoped to erase some of the opposition through new amendments to his bill, but they were not enough to sway three Democratic colleagues who blasted the, quote, blanket approach to groundwater regulation. Senator Susan Eggman of Stockton questioned the need when a system is already in place with SGMA and described the overwhelming opposition to the bill. I've got my counties against it. I've got my industries against it. I've got my cities against it. Everybody's against it in my district, said Eggman. Nobody's for it. Senator Steve Padilla of San Diego chided the proposal for lacking methodology and rationale for the restrictions. In response, Bennett pointed his finger at the powerful water people opposing the bill, arguing none of them proposed any solutions to the problem. He told lawmakers, the people on the other side, whose wells are going dry, don't have the resources to lobby you week in and week out. The opposition parties did. Produce industry bills bipartisan support. At the International Fresh Produce Association's annual Washington conference this year, The produce industry and members of the House Specialty Crop Caucus celebrated the representation of specialty crops in every version of the Farm Bill release so far. That's what happens when you work really hard to keep an issue bipartisan, said Representative Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, speaking to AgriPulse at the IFPA meeting. The good news is on a farm bill, it's so important to everybody. It has so many important things for so many Americans that I believe we will get it done by the end of the year. But that doesn't mean it's not going to be a roller coaster before then. Slotkin and other members of the caucus, Representatives Jim Cost of California, Dave Rouser of North Carolina, highlighted labor, crop insurance, conservation programs, and research funding as other priorities among specialty crop grower constituents. Farm groups join oil industry in challenge to emission standards. Two major farm groups are joining the American Petroleum Institute to challenge the EPA 2027 to 2032 tailpipe emission standards that they argue are essentially an electric vehicle mandate. The National Corn Growers Association, the American Farm Bureau Federation, and a group of six auto dealers who collectively operate dozens of dealerships in major markets across the country are joining API on its petition filed in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. 25 states also have filed a challenge in the court. 22 other states have filed to intervene to defend EPA's rule, which the agency says would result in a 49% emissions reduction by 2022 compared to 2026 levels. Farm groups in position. While it could take decades to get enough electric vehicles on the road to significantly lower greenhouse gas emissions, ethanol is a critical and effective climate solution that is available now, says Minnesota farmer and National Corn Growers Association President Harold Woolley. We have tried to make this case to EPA to no avail. Now we'll make our case in court. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall added, farmers answered the call to help America be more sustainable by growing the crops necessary for renewable fuels. Now the rug is being pulled out from underneath them with unrealistic emission goals that puts years of investment at risk. Here's today's She Said It. The Central Valley, the beating heart of our state's agriculture sector, is now home to California's first new state park in nearly a decade. That first partner, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, celebrating Dos Rios during California State Parks Week. Well, that's Daybreak West this Thursday, June 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.